This is Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 21 to 34. Then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he, that's Jesus, entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And immediately his fame spread throughout all the region around Galilee. Now as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she served them. At evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. So here we are at the beginning of Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel, like all the Gospels, has many parables, many teachings, but lots and lots of miracles sprinkled throughout them as well. And here in Mark chapter 1, we see the beginning of the miracles of Jesus recorded in Mark's Gospel. And there's a little cluster of them all gathered together. You may have seen it in verse 21 and onwards. We see the demon cast out. Later on, we see Peter's mother-in-law healed. It says after that that many were healed. And then it says many demons were cast out. So here at the start of Mark's Gospel, here's Jesus teaching in the synagogue, and then performing miracle after miracle after miracle, showing to us who he is. And miracles are there to back up or to validate the message of Jesus. When Jesus performed a miracle, people could then test that. So when he healed a paralyzed man, for example, you could then meet that paralyzed man and see him walking about. When he healed somebody who was mute, and then they could speak, or they deaf, and then they could hear. You could go and meet the people who Jesus had healed. So the miracles could be tested. And because the miracles could be tested, it meant that the messages that Jesus proclaimed could then be trusted. So the miracles are not just there for just a show, something to do, just a way of Jesus saying, "Look what I can do." They're there to say, "Look what I can do, but listen to my words. They're even more important than the miracles that I perform." But to go back to Jesus' teaching, there in verse 21, they're in the synagogue and he's teaching. And the summary of the teaching in verse 22 is that they, that is the audience that were listening to him, they were astonished at his teaching. Why? Because he was teaching with authority, he was teaching with power, not just as the scribes did. They taught the law, they knew the law, but Jesus' teaching was powerful, it was dynamic, it was with authority. And then we see that the miracle of the unclean spirit being cast out. But what I want to focus on tonight more is the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. This is in verse 29, 30 and 31. And it says it there, that Jesus heals Simon's mother-in-law. Verse 29, as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother, in other words, Simon's mother-in-law, lay sick with a fever, and they told Jesus about her at once. So just like when Lazarus was sick, his sisters came to Jesus and said, "Lazarus is sick." And then here's Peter's mother-in-law sick, and they said, "Jesus, Peter's mother-in-law is sick." And Jesus goes and heals her. Now the healing is rightly categorized as a miracle. A huge miracle takes place, but it's recorded in just a few short words there in verse 31. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her. Just a few short words recorded there about this healing. This huge miracle takes place. Now, we all know what it is like to be ill with a fever or a sickness. And then we know what it is after a few days to start to pick up a bit and feel a bit better. And you're told, don't do too much. Don't rush back into it. Take your time. Pace yourself. Don't take on too much. You've not been feeling well. And this lady, as soon as she's healed, it says, immediately the fever left her and she served them. She shows them hospitality. Did she cook them a meal? Well, it doesn't say it, but I'm pretty sure food would have been involved in one way or the other. She gets up. She doesn't take it easy. She doesn't pace herself. She doesn't not do too much. She gets up straight away and serves them. Why is that? Because she is there because she wants to help them. She wants to give something back to Jesus for what he's done for her. And interestingly, her health was restored. Her position as homemaker in the house was also restored. And of course, at that time in that society, hospitality was a huge thing. When she was laid in her bed, on her sick bed, she couldn't serve. She couldn't be hospitable. She was kind of out of her place in society. And Jesus restored that to her as well. You see, she wasn't just made well. She was made strong. She wasn't just healed. She was helped. And she was able to then go and serve them. And for us today, when we think about what Christ has done for us, Christ has forgiven us, Christ has saved us, and Christ equips us then to stand for him and to live for him and to serve him. This woman could stand literally, and we can stand as a Christian because of the strength that Christ gives. We can't save ourselves, can we? We can't perform a miracle of salvation for ourselves. And neither can we stand as a Christian and live as a Christian in our own strength. But the Bible says we don't have to, because Christ is in us, and we stand and we serve and we're saved in his strength, in his power, not our own. We're not expected to stand in our own strength, but we are equipped to stand in his. So just like Jesus taught with authority, Jesus saves with authority, and Jesus equips with authority as well. So tonight, it's in that name, in that power, in that authority that we are saved, that we stand, and that we are able to serve him.